Friday morning. As the sun glimmers above the rooftops of the city. As you get that feeling of the weekend just about to begin. One man and his best friend have arrived, armed with amazing prizes. The latest stories from the People's Republic of Cork. And several pieces they haven't quite planned yet. This is Cork's number one radio station, Red FM. Now, welcome to Friday. Welcome to Breakfast with Ray and Jay.
Hello, Cork. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. And welcome to Breakfast with Ray and Jay. I'm Ray Foley. It's just gone 6 a.m. for your Friday morning. And it's referendum day. Get out and vote. Have you got your polling card? Make sure you've got all your bits and pieces. You're not allowed any ads as well, or, you know, any kind of badges or T-shirts or anything like that either. It's worth knowing. Hey, it's worth knowing. A lot of kids off today as well, because the schools are polling stations. So a lot of mommies and daddies wondering what the hell to do with their little darlings. Well, stay on Cork's Red FM. On the way this hour, Maloko and Ed Sheeran, Justin Timberlake too. And we begin with Niall Horan at Red FM. The Danny Warhols and Get Off. This is Cork's hit music station, Red FM. Breakfast with Ray and Jay, 26 minutes past... Oh, so it's Ed FM.
Ed,
Cork's hit music station, Ed FM. We're Cork's favourite redhead all this weekend. We're rebranding to Cork's Ed FM. We've gone ginger. We're not just red. We're ginger. We're full on scaldy is what we are this weekend. For the next 3 days, we are Cork's Ed FM as Ed Sheeran plays in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, filling the place for the next 3 nights. This is sensational. Have a listen to this.
It's here. Ed Sheeran, live in Cork. And all May Bank holiday weekend, red goes Ed.
Over the castle on the hill.
Ladies and gentlemen, for 1 weekend only, Cork's favorite redhead, this is Ed FM.
Nice one. So I sent off a couple of emails. They've texted me back the logins for the system so we can change it in the car radios. If you're in your car, see if it changes. I don't know how long it takes to refresh or to change. But if I type this in now, in theory, it should change over to Ed FM or Cork's Ed FM once I hit enter on this, okay? So it's got a big mad login thing to it. I don't know if this is going to work at all. If you're in your car, check it for us. And maybe when it's safe to text, send us a message on 0868 104 106, okay? So Ed FM. And I think just click tick box to confirm. And we did that. And then I send. Right, submit. Right, done.
Come on.
That's done, right? And I refresh the page. And it's done. Oh, now that's it. It says here on this on my computer screen that it's done. Is it done in the cars? Check it out and let us know. We should be officially now Cork's Ed FM. I smell we are going to get in trouble for this.
Not us.
Let's see how it goes. We'll play some Ed Sheeran for you next.
Red on. FM Breakfast with Ray and Jay.
Rudimental and Jess Glidden with Macklemore. That's These Days on Cork's hit music station, Red FM. It's 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. And you're on... It's Ed FM. Sorry, you're on Cork's Ed FM.
Fully.
Oh my God, this is causing consternation. I'm looking at all the pictures on Twitter at the moment. People are taking screen grabs of the screens on their cars because it now says Ed FM in all the cars all over Cork City and County this morning. I'm absolutely delighted. I'm giddy. What have you got for us, Jim?
So, Jers, it worked. I'm listening to Ed FM from Valerie and Cove. Your Ed FM is in action here in Ardfield. See you later, Ed. 9 of us on our way to see him tonight. And hi, guys. Just sat in the car, started it. And Ed FM came on the radio.
I'm loving this. This is great. Thanks for your text and WhatsApps. 0868 104 106 to text in to Cork's Ed FM at any stage over the bank holiday weekend. This is going to stick now for the next few days. So while Ed is in town, we are Cork's Ed FM. And by the way, Mrs. Sheeran, if you fancy ringing in at any point, we'd love to hear from you. Right, let's do Instagram. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Evelyn should be over there. Good morning, Evelyn.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm grand. How are you?
Grand. Thanks for turning on Cork's Ed FM, Cork's newest radio station this morning. How are you feeling?
Grand. Looking forward. We're going to the concert now tonight ourselves.
Oh, cool. Nice one. So we've been off up until now for our Christmas break. And to be honest, I didn't actually think I'd make it back because I took my eldest 5-year-old boy. I took him for his first barber's haircut.
No way.
Over the Christmas, yeah. So my wife, as we were leaving, my wife said to me, if you come back with that child butchered...
That's pressure right there.
I will kill you. So off we went and we got our hair. And I said it to your man. I said it to the barber. I said, now look, I'm going to get killed if you ruin this child's head. So all she wants is a bit of a tidy at the back. And just, it's just, she wants this haircut, but just a bit shorter. That's all she wants. She doesn't want anything else. He's like, it's fine. Yeah, I can do that. No problem. So he goes at the child's head, right, with the scissors. And by the end of it, he looked like, I could only describe him as Liza Minnelli. You know? It looks like a middle-aged woman's short haircut.
Liza Minnelli, oh my God.
So I took him home.
Your wife didn't even recognise him.
The makeup.
Just a little girl.
The makeup, the dress. So I spent the week over Christmas calling him Liza Minnelli. Until I said to my wife, I said, we're going to have to go the rest of the way and just give him a boy's haircut because he looks ridiculous. So I had to take him back for a second haircut. But by the end of that, then it was like a proper, like, so he looks totally different. He could be about 15 now. He's got a soccer player's kind of haircut, but he looks completely different. So she wants to kill me. That's my barber haircut story. Dads, do not take your children to the barbers. Let mom cut the hair or have the haircut until they're at least 25. This is Cork's Red FM. On the way, Dario G. Cork's Hit Music Station, Red FM at 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's Breakfast with Ray and Jay, and that's Adele, and Set Fire to the Rain. Speaking of rain, wet and windy in most areas in Cork this morning. It's going to clear in the early afternoon with some sunny spells and scattered showers. Top temperatures today, we're told, 11 or 12 degrees Celsius. Cork's Hit Music Station, Red FM. This is Portugal, the man. Keep my hands on myself. Play Every Teardrop is a Waterfall. Cork's Hit Music Station. This is Red FM. It's 16 minutes past 8. Good morning. Let's go.
Ray and Jay's Early ATL on Cork's Red FM.
Cork's number one breakfast show. We want to say thanks. Best way to say thanks is money. Let's not beat around the bush here. Forget a box of chocolates. Bottle of bubbly. Forget it. A card? No. Unless it's a winning scratch card. No. Thanks.
You're all right.
We want to give you cash. All you got to do is call us. You heard your cue to call. Lucky caller number 7
is
Kira. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
It's you. You're through. Well done. Well done.
Finally.
How are you this morning? Where are you?
I'm in Glanmire.
Lovely. Are you doing anything nice today?
I've just got to a parent teacher meeting.
Oh, are you a parent or a teacher?
No, I'm a bloody mother.
Whose parent teacher meeting is it? Who's your child?
Well, John, he's a big hairy child. Now he's 16, so he's grand.
Right, okay. And has he done that thing then? Because we all did it when we were kids, of kind of laying the groundwork of like, okay, ma'am, here's what you can expect. Here's, okay, now listen. Mr. Murphy is a complete knob, right? And just Mr. Murphy just doesn't like me, right? It's just a personal thing. It's not like I'm bad at it or anything. It's Mr. Murphy. By the way, if there is a Mr. Murphy in the school, I apologise. It's just a surname I just picked out of the air. Okay, so sorry to Mr. Murphy.
If he's
listening
to this morning. No money messing.
Right, okay, money messing. Right. Do you need cash for anything, Kira? Anything you're saving up for? Anything you need money for?
Yeah, loads of it.
Right, loads, anything at all, is it? Or are you going on holidays? You plan
no,
something?
No, I need a new bed.
A new bed?
That's what I need.
Right, have you been pricing one? Have you been bed shopping?
I've been looking.
Right.
No shopping.
Do you have a ballpark figure of what how much it might cost?
Well, roughly 5 or 6.
5 or 6 thousand euro?
Thousand, my soul.
Are you looking for a big bed or a small bed?
A big bed.
A big bed. Is it just yourself now in the bed, Kira? All right, let's get out the ATM card. We'll put it in here. Let's have a go. Right. Sorry, I pushed the wrong button there. There we go. Kira, do you want English or Irish? Gaelic or Berla?
Oh, Jesus, English, please.
English. Jesus, English. Here we go. Right, there we go. And do you want a receipt at the end?
Yeah, you're grand.
No, okay, we leave the ground. We save the environment. Here we go. Give me four numbers. Any four numbers at all?
Okay, so 3. 3,
yeah.
6.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah.
And 5.
Oh, it's doing something.
Yay!
Oh, there's something in here. What's it gonna be? Oh, I'm so excited. Kira.
Yeah.
For you to put towards a new labba, I have 540 euro.
Yay!
Oh my god, are you serious?
I swear to god, I wouldn't joke about beds.
Oh my god, I swear to god. Oh my god, I feel like three. Oh, thanks a million. Oh Jesus, oh my god.
This is going to cause a problem for us though. This is going to be a problem for us, Kira, because the whole point of this was to thank people for listening to our show. However, if we get you a new bed, you're not going to get up and listen to us in the mornings.
I will, I promise.
Okay, on. A new bed for you then. 500, at least towards a new bed, 540 bucks. Well done, Kira.
Thank you so much. Whoa, thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Listen, thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Right, good luck at the parent-teacher meeting today. Let us know how you got on. Be a good girl. Tell Mr. Murphy we were asking from and have a lovely day. Congratulations. Bye, hon.
Ray and Jay's Early ATL on Cork's Red FM. I'm Alan with Cork's Total Traffic. We'll have more in 15 minutes. It's Cork's Red FM. I can't wait for the weekend. Woo, you just gotta turn it up. The weekend has arrived. This is your Little Mix with Ray and Jay.
Good morning, Cork. The weekend begins right now with your Little Mix. 10 minutes of songs. We'll squish and squeeze and smush them together until all the goodness drips out. It's hit juice we're having. That's hit juice. If you have any texts or shout-outs this morning, send them in to us on 0868 104 106. That's 0868 104 106 for texts or WhatsApps. And as usual, I'll do them all at the end. We'll begin with some Britney Spears. This is Cork Red FM. How was I supposed to know? Outcast, hey, this is Cork's Hit Music Station, Red FM. It's Breakfast with Ray and Jay. Hi, good morning. Welcome to Thursday. It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Breakfast with Ray and Jay. My name is Ray Foley. He's Jason Cagalan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Good morning indeed. Morning. Man, I'm sick of Neil Prendeville. Are you sick of him too? I'm sick of Neil Prendeville.
I've had
just
my
the way film. He speaks to me in the office. It's dehumanizing the way he talks to me. I'm just sick of it. I don't know who to talk to about it. I don't know what to do. Shut up! He's coming. Here he comes. Sorry to hang on. Let me give him a round of applause. Neil Prendeville, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. How are you? I'm wondering, Neil.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm wondering what to call you. Should I call you Neil? Do I call you Mr. Prendeville? What do I?
Sir.
Okay, I'll call you sir.
Sir.
Yeah. Okay, I'll call you sir. What can I call you? What would you like to call me?
Mate.
You can call me mate, I suppose. Yeah, okay. That's all right.
Pal.
You can call me that. That sounds like you're using words when you don't remember my name. It's like you don't remember that I'm called Ray, Ray Foley. You're just calling me random words.
Pal?
Yeah, like filler words.
Mate?
I'm happy with both of those.
Love?
I think we're getting a little bit too familiar now, do you know?
Babe?
How kind of you. Thank you very much. You can call me love or babe then.
Love?
Yeah, love or babe.
Babe?
Yeah.
Darling?
Again, we're getting a little bit cuddly now, aren't we? What would you like to call Jay?
Sweetheart.
Ooh, thanks, Neil.
That's nice. So, Neil Prendeville, you want to call Jason sweetheart?
Sugar tits.
Now you're just going too far. It's just not appropriate.
These terms are not acceptable.
No, they're not acceptable. You cannot call Jason sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
No, you can't.
Sugar tits.
Absolutely not.
No more.
No more, Neil. Do you understand?
Right, you be.
Grand.
Sugar tits.
I said no. My apologies for Neil this morning. He's just off the...
Sugar tits.
I told you now.
Right, you be.
Off you go now. Thank you very much. And no more of that kind of talk.
No more.
No more, I said. See you later.
Good morning.
Good morning. Neil Prendeville's on after 9 o'clock this morning.
Sugar tits.
I said leave it. Red FM. Strangers in my head. Hey Dara, have a good holiday. I'm guessing it's you that's going on holiday, Dara, not us. We're slogging and slaving away here every morning, playing songs and talking nonsense for 3 hours every morning, or 2.5 hours in Jay's case.
Good morning, Ray and Jay. Have a good holiday.
Have a good holiday. Want some free entertainment?
Go on, hit me.
Free, safe, legal. Drug free.
All right.
Drink free entertainment. Do you want some?
Yes, give me some.
Have you heard of this Coke Zero? I'm not saying drink Coke Zero, right? Have you heard of Coke Zero?
I have indeed, yet.
Have you tried it?
I've tried it, yet. Pretty similar to Coke.
Isn't
regular.
It good?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's lovely, yeah.
They have it now in the cinema as well.
Nice.
And they have it in McDonald's's.
So really?
Yeah, they have it. You got to ask for it because you don't think to ask. You usually just go Coke. If you say, if you give Coke Zero... They've got it in there. The thing is, apparently there's no sugar in it, so it's better for you. And you know, I'm on this trying to lose weight buzz.
Yes.
So I'm on the Coke Zero. Now, I say there's no sugar. There's probably something else in it that'll kill you. You know these videos that people put up on YouTube of Coke, or Facebook, of Coke clearing off countertops and yeah, washing coins.
Stripping metal.
Yeah, it's like... It's going to kill you. I mean, it's not. But if you're going to drink it, there's no. At least there's no sugar in this one. It's called Coke Zero. For free entertainment, though, what you do with Coke Zero is the next time you're ordering it, you're driving through the McDonald's drive-thru, call it Coke Not. And then, and I tell you, it's endless fun for all the family. Hello, welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order, please? Hello, can I have one medium Coke Not? A what? A Coke Not!
Or a Coke O.
Give us two Cocos. What? A Coco. A Coco. No, a Coco. Try it out today. Let us know how you get on tomorrow morning on the show. Stay here. I'm playing the chorus for you next.
Breakfast with Ray and Jay.
On Cork's Red FM.